we know that feeling, that wonderful feeling of romantic love. What a wonderful word, what a wonderful feeling. But we throw the word love around in a whole lot of other ways, okay? You can love a place. You can love food, all right? Our kids at the famine are getting ready to love food a whole lot after their time. You can love shopping. If you're my daughter Samantha, you can love sleeping. She could probably do it about 20 hours a day. And you can love the Green Bay Packers. I would have put the Milwaukee Brewers up there, but when you were on a pace to match the worst record in the history of modern baseball, we're not going to put them there. The word love, we use it all the time in all kinds of different ways. But in 1 John chapter 4, we have a powerful and a very special use of the word love. Now, Tom can't answer this because he was here on Thursday. Anyone count how many times did the word love appear in that text? Anyone? 27. Who said that? Whoa! Okay, 27 times. 27 times in 15 verses. That's a lot of repetition, isn't it? But the author of 1 John wants us to know that the word love is very important. And we also need to understand this, that in the Greek language, whereas in English, we have one word for love, love. The Greeks have a whole number of different words for different kinds of love. They have eros, erotic, romantic love. They have philia, which is the love of other people, like in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And they have this kind of love, the funny Greek word agape, which is a word that the Christians kind of appropriated for their own use. It means the love that we have because God loves us. It was a word used by the early Christians to describe the love of God. We see it all through our passage for today. The author says God's love was revealed among us in this way, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. A couple of verses later, the author says, in this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for the world. For these Christians, it meant everything we have is because of God's love given to us, which for them was amazing, but unfortunately for many people today, that's kind of a hoo-hum, big deal, who cares, big whoop kind of thing. Because they really don't take the time to think about what God's love truly involves. But for those of us who love Jesus Christ, who follow him, those words about love have to have an impact on us. They have to make a difference because this is crucial to our Christian faith. The call to love in God's name is a call to action. Christianity is not something we think. Christianity is always a call to action. And God calls us to act in Christ's name. What does the text say? Beloved, we just sang it, let us love one another. Why? For love is from God. And what does that lead us to do? Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. This kind of love has to tie us to God. Or as it says in the text a little bit later, we love because God first loved us. Our Christian love has its source, its foundation, and its motivation in God's love for us with Jesus Christ. It all begins with God. We love God because God loves us. One of my favorite Charlie Brown Peanuts scripts ever is good old Linus, who says, I love mankind, it's just people I can't stand, okay? We're okay with the generic idea of loving people, but when it's got to be those you, we're not quite so sure of that. You can take it a step further and say, I love God, but it's people that I can't stand. But Christians can't say that. It shouldn't be in our mindset or our vocabulary. We know that because God loves us, we are called to love others. And it means we love real flesh and blood people, not generic humanity. It means we love the people around us. As it says at the end of our text today, how can we say we love God whom we can't see if we don't love the people all around us whom we can see? We've got to get that one through our thick skull. Even Christians who are faithful in church all the time, we sometimes need to learn that lesson. Not loving is not an option for Christians. Not loving is not an option for us. We need to love because our very faith is based upon our relationship with the one who first loved us. Jesus says in the gospel that he is the vine and we are the branches. On the last night of his life, he took the time to tell his disciples that, to remind them that they are intimately related with him. They are attached to him. They get their life from him. That word abide appeared over and over again in both lessons. Okay, did anyone catch how many times the word abide was in both lessons? Call yourselves Christians. 13 times. 13 times. Okay, were you counting? Good. It's the visitors. It's the visitors who are paying attention to all this stuff. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. 13 times in those two passages, we hear that we are to abide. And the word abide means to remain. It means, I love the comic strip Zitz. It's my favorite comic strip about Jeremy the teenager. And in Zitz, there's a couple called Rich and Amy. Their name is spelled as one. This is how they always appear. They're always like this. They are just intertwined with one another. That's what Jesus means. We need to be intertwined, connected to him, inseparable from him. That's how we need to be. Because Jesus is the one from whom we get life. Discipleship in Jesus Christ is not some casual relationship. You've heard me say, Christianity is not a spectator sport. We are to be intimately connected to Jesus Christ. I am the vine and you are the branches. When we remain intimately connected with Jesus, he tells us, you will bear good fruit. But apart from him, you can do nothing, he says. And unfortunately, too many people, they will just clip themselves off from the vine. They will just separate themselves from Jesus Christ, not understanding when we do that, we die spiritually, and sometimes the vine suffers. It's very similar to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12 about we're all one body. And if the nose says, I don't need the rest of the body, and cuts itself off, well, the nose is going to die and the rest of the body suffers. God wants us to understand that we need to be connected to Jesus. Abide in me, he says. Because when you abide in me, you have life. And in John's gospel, Jesus talks a lot about life. It's in John's gospel that Jesus says that he wants us to have life and have it abundantly. It's in John's gospel that Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. Another image is that Jesus is the potter and we are the clay. And he takes us, he puts his hands on us, he molds us, and he shapes us. And he shapes us for a purpose. The commandment you have from me at the last verse says this, that those who love God must love their brothers and sisters. Now, again, on my sermon a couple of weeks ago on Easter Sunday, I said, you can't go around ordering people to love you. You must love me. But you know what? Jesus has that option because he's the one who gave everything he had for you and me. He calls us to love him. And for us as Christians, when the light bulb goes on, when we truly get that and understand that, then great and amazing things happen to us. When we understand that the love we have from God is intimately connected to the cross of Jesus Christ, where he gave his life for you and me, then we know what it's all about. Jesus wants us to have life in the vine. He wants us to be connected to him so that we share that life and we share that love with others. And that happens in so many ways here at Grace and other churches in your individual lives. I want to just hold up a couple of ways in which we talk about being connected with Jesus, the vine and the branches, and having life. And I want to talk about what our kids are doing this weekend, the 24-hour famine. We've got a great group of kids here who gathered at noon yesterday. They have not eaten since noon yesterday. They're learning all about world hunger, the causes of hunger, how devastating hunger is, and what we can do to help fight hunger. We've talked to them about the painful consequences, knowing that in our world, someone dies of hunger every 4 seconds. Every 4 seconds, someone in the world dies. And 3/4 of those who die are children. And God calls us, his people, to do something about that. He calls us to love. And that's what our kids have been doing on our overnight lock-in as they talk about world hunger. They're going hungry to kind of get a little feel for what it's like. We had a couple, we thought we were going to lose them last night, trying to convince us that peanut butter and candy bars don't count as food, okay, that they really should eat something. But also, they have raised nearly $600 to give to World Hunger. They went out and raised money. Yesterday, they went on a food drive in our neighborhoods and brought back bags and bags of food that are going over to the family sharing food pantry. Because as God's people, we are called to love. To love our brothers and sisters. Even though the people they will help, they maybe will never see, they're called to love. Another way in which we love this summer is our adult mission trip at the end of June. We're going down to Moore, Oklahoma. This is the picture of Moore 2 years ago, in May of 2013, when a tornado ripped through the town, destroyed a couple of schools, killed 25 people. We are getting together a group to go to Moore. We need at least 3 more volunteers to go with us to Moore at the end of June, to go down and to spend a week loving and caring others in real ways. People we've never met, but who are our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. I encourage you to think about coming on this trip. It will be a great experience. You will learn, the group that runs it is called Serve More. You will learn about how we help people. We will touch individual families. We will touch an individual community. Think about coming on this trip. It could be a life-changing experience for us as we love one another because God has first loved us. And coming up this fall, last fall we did our Operation Inasmuch Day. We're doing another one this year. This year we're working with our ELCA that has a program called God's Work, Our Hands. And on the second Sunday in September, we're going to go out into our community and do all kinds of things. Last summer when we did this, that's our group. We had over 140 people from Grace Lutheran Church give their afternoon to help others. Why? Because God first loved us, so we love others. Jesus reminds us that he is the vine, we are the branches. He wants us to get connected and stay connected to him. Now, we live in a world where we are electronically connected all the time. You see people walking around like this. People are walking into stop signs, falling into holes because they walk around like this all the time. Well, God wants us to get connected in a different way, to get and stay connected with him, remembering that he is the vine and we are the branches. We need to be connected to him. So he says to us, how will you get connected? There are so many ways in which we can get connected. Many of you do it already. You have the ways in which you serve, either here at Grace or out in the community. Some you are connected with others. Some you maybe do by yourself and no one else does. But that's what God says we are to do and who we are to be. We are to be those who serve God by serving others. That's our call as Christians. In 2 weeks, we confirm our ninth graders, who have all done their individual service projects where they learn to serve God by serving others. It's something that applies to all of us all the time. What does it say again? We love because he first loved us. So if you remember anything from today, remember this. 27 times in those verses we hear about love. Love is important. 13 times in these verses we hear about abiding, remaining, staying connected with God. That is important. The message we sang today is important. It's not just a nice little camp song. It's the meaning and the purpose for our lives. It's who we are and why we are here. We serve one another because God has first loved us.